Life Bloopers is about creating a space where it's okay to make mistakes and not have it all figured out.
We want to celebrate life's little hiccups and major stuff ups. Dance it out, laugh it up, and remember that more often than not,
there will always be a take two.
Life happens, and sometimes it's better an oops than a what if.
That was a good one, Chloe.
Because
Life Bloopers
starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to Life Bloopers,
a podcast that celebrates life's little hiccups and major stuff ups.
I'm Lauren, and this week I cook some water.
And I'm Jonah, and this week I enjoyed my trip. You can follow us together on Instagram at life.bloopers and separately at John K. Kyle.
And Lauren Catherine 11.
Awesome. Well, it's been a big week.
It has. A lot
for everyone.
What's happening in the world.
Yeah.
I want to firstly talk about Taylor Swift and her new music video, The Man.
Yes.
Love it. Hate it.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't know when it was going to drop, but yeah, I loved it.
Was
there a build up to it?
I know. I feel like she just released it.
Yeah.
I mean, she released that, her playing live, singing it live in Paris.
Yeah.
And that was like the only sort of
build up
to it. I've waited well over a decade for Taylor to write
for this
song.
One video.
Yeah. No, for her to write this song.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like it, like, especially being female.
Yeah.
I think it's like a really important song. So I love it. Cool. And I think, you know, it was her directing debut. She's so intelligent the way that she brings in things, and you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, like the little, like, what are they called? Like, just things.
Easter eggs.
Is
that what we call them? Yeah. Easter eggs. Or I sometimes call them hidden Mickeys, but I feel like that's just a Disney thing.
Yeah. love those. I do love
hidden Mickeys. But yeah, Easter eggs, which I'm surprised that they're called Easter eggs. I'm unsure where that name came from.
Because you have to find them. You have to look for them, I think.
Thank you for explaining that.
That
was so...
I thought that... Wow. Isn't that what it was?
I believe so, because like Easter egg hunts.
Yeah, Easter egg hunts, which are coming up very soon. I'm very excited.
Do you Easter egg hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my own.
Fair enough. They're better on your own then, because there's no one to compete with.
Exactly.
And you can take your time.
Challenge yourself.
It's you against your own clock.
Exactly.
So
did you know it was her, though, as the man?
No, I didn't. Well, I sort of read articles before it came out, yeah. But did you think? No.
I thought of, I sort of like picked it straight up.
Did you really?
Yeah, I feel like such a...
I read an article before I watched it.
Okay.
Because I like to have all of the information before I...
Fair point.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
No, very it was
cool.
Good, yeah.
I liked it. I'm very excited for her to tour. Super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Adele announced her new album.
Did she? I didn't know that.
Oh,
she did. What is it called? 30.
No, she's not 30 yet.
35.
Surely.
Oh.
Wow. What? You just prematurely aged her.
No,
something severe.
But like, okay,
she was
19,
25.
21, 25. Yeah, it's been like 5 years since that came out.
No.
It came out in 2015 or something. Yeah, 2015, potentially.
Okay, so where
Eloise
did we go from
it.
25 to 35?
Well,
anyway,
for 5 years since the album
came
out.
30 then.
Maths.
I think it should be called 29.
I feel like it should be called Iconic.
Yep, Jonah's right. 5 years, it came out in 2015.
Boom. Mic drop.
Sorry, I missed that. Could you just do that one again?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay, fine. 30.
Okay,
then.
So yeah, it's coming
out.
But
I'm excited. Did you see her last time she toured?
I did, yes.
Okay.
At the Gabba.
Thank you.
What?
I like that you clarify things.
Well,
Lady Gaga's new music. You're
a huge
Lady Gaga fan.
Yes, I am. Honestly, the best thing that happened. It came out on Friday. I was there, watched it straight as it dropped.
Didn't it leak?
It leaked beforehand. And yes, I was the first person to leak it. No.
It was me.
That was me. No. As soon as it leaked, I had it downloaded on my phone. I had it on replay.
That's wrong. Just FYI.
Yeah, but not for us. I think she did it on purpose because she did it with Bad Romance and that didn't ruin her.
I'm not saying it's going to ruin her, but I think
for other people who aren't Lady Gaga's level. Yeah, don't do it for them.
Don't illegally download.
No.
Yeah, but anyway.
Coming from wrong. Yeah, but anyway. But stupid love.
Yeah, do you love it?
I love it.
Do you stupidly love it?
I stupidly love it.
Yeah?
Yep. It was shot on an iPhone 11. Did you know that? The whole music video.
I did not know that.
Completely on an iPhone 11.
So what you're saying is we could go back there now and...
Yep.
To do any music
we can go back to
one
music video. We can make one right now. Actually, I don't have an iPhone 11.
Neither do I. Okay. I think I have a 6 maybe.
Okay.
But I mean,
well,
we could source
halfway there.
Yeah. Just over halfway. Yeah. So that's awesome.
Add both of our phones together and we're there.
Wait, what kind of phone do you have?
Actually, no. I have a 10, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I'm almost there.
Mine's broken at the back. I'm just going to show you because I'm really disappointed by what happened.
Oh,
that was like
okay.
week one that I got it.
Oh, that's good.
It's disgusting. But anyway, I'm looking at getting a new one, hopefully. And maybe I'll get an 11 and then we can shoot a music video. Good. So that'll be good.
That'd be great.
such a huge list of things that we got to get through. International Women's Day is this Sunday.
Yes.
Or the Sunday past when Sunday this airs. 8th? Yeah.
Yeah.
You doing anything special?
Me? No, not really. Just
celebrating the women in your life.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Taking them out to lunch.
Yes, we are. Gonna bring them some ham and cheese sandwich. What kind of sandwiches do you like, by the way? Or food in general.
Not ham.
Diet Coke. I'll bring you Diet Coke.
Yes, that would be lovely. Okay. Well, we'll be together for International Women's Day.
That's why I'm asking you right now.
A carton of Diet Coke it would be sufficient, I believe. Okay, good. That's exciting. Cool. I'm glad that we're going to be together.
Yeah. My goodness.
And then there's that toilet paper fiasco that's happening currently at Coles and Woolworths.
It's getting dangerous out there, but
I'm confused. Like, I think I missed this.
It sort of just happened overnight.
Like, it's from the coronavirus. Yeah.
COVID-19.
But that's been around for weeks now. I'm confused why the toilet paper situation is happening this week.
I don't know. I think it's because they declared it as a different level of, like, scariness.
Oh, okay. Right. I understand. So what you're saying is we should
stock up on toilet paper.
Okay. And what happens if we run out of toilet paper, I wonder? Like, I guess it's a different situation for women because, like, we go through it twice as much. But anyway, I think the biggest blooper for Sydney Mardi Gras was the whole ticket fiasco.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
Would
yes.
you went to Mardi Gras I on did. The weekend?
We
did
went,
you
yes,
love
I
it?
Went,
fantastic.
Yeah, awesome, amazing. Yeah. Wow. Whoa. it was so much fun. So much, it just went so fast, but it was like awesome. I didn't sleep the whole weekend. Well, I did. Well,
Did you take a picture of the world's stairest things that I wanted to do? Oh my goodness. This is the one thing I asked.
I honestly got it up on maps and everything, and it was like a kilometer away. And I was like,
I went to Sydney earlier in the week for work. And I saw this like beautiful staircase of rainbows. Yeah, well. And I called Jenna immediately and was like, I need you to take a picture of these stairs for me in World Square.
Yeah.
And I reminded him every day leading up to him flying out. And you didn't even take the picture.
No, I had it on my mind and everything, but it didn't happen.
It would have looked good on your Instagram.
I know, it would have.
I was just doing it for you.
Okay,
so anyway.
Thanks for thinking of me.
You're welcome. Always thinking of you. So you were in...
In Sydney.
In Sydney. And Mardi Gras is...
In Sydney.
Yeah, I'm thank you.
Yeah. The parade.
Jonah aced geography, just FYI. He aced it. Yep, Sydney. You were in Sydney, Mardi Gras was in Sydney.
I got there on the Friday and we
what happens on the Friday?
So it's like the pre-party, sort of like everything, like get excited. Woo!
Oh my goodness.
I don't think that's how most. Okay, anyway.
Moving right along there. I like that. That was good. Sound grab that one.
So that was
Friday
night. But
is it like an official
thing?
There's
lots of official things on the Friday. Like you have to buy tickets to like lots of different events and it's just packed and so busy. I went to a drag show at Imperial Hotel.
I saw this on your Instagram.
Yes.
Loved it.
It was awesome. Broken Heel. Drag show queens. Oh, amazing.
Oh.
They were in next level. It was like in this basement of the Imperial Hotel.
They were wearing watermelons on their
heads.
They were
wearing watermelons. That was my favorite. Absolutely everybody.
Oh, I'm so jealous. They look so good.
That was like the best moment. Yeah.
But you have to buy tickets for that.
Yeah, it was like $10. Okay. All the events are like $10, $10, $15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Got into that one.
Yeah.
Yep. And then
partied on through.
Yeah. Woo. Mistakenly, I got tequila, which I know just ruins me, but
yeah,
I got it.
But
it's just like, okay.
I feel like we've heard this before.
We have.
You didn't learn from it though.
No.
That's okay.
But it's fine.
And then Saturday,
the parade. Oh my gosh. That was like next level.
What time does the parade start?
Like 6:30. 6:30.
telling time, not so much whatever. Stella didn't ace that class.
Yeah. 6:30.
6:30 in the
evening.
So what did you do? Oh my god.
There's lots of different things that happen. It's like welcome to the country, dykes and bikes. Then the parade starts at 7, I do believe.
Okay.
So the actual parade starts at 7.
Okay, cool. And how long does the parade go for? I've never been to
Niagara. It goes for like 3 or 4 hours. Oh my god. Till 11. And then that's like 160 floats or something.
Holy.
There's a lot.
Crap. That's amazing. I stayed
until half time.
Oh, until it's like it was like a like football game.
They did like a break thing. It was like up to float 60 and then they're like, oh, have a break.
And Jonah was like, oh, I'm going to have a break at my hotel.
Then I like did a whole lap of like the city and everything. Just randomly.
But trying still couldn't go and see trying my to find, stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not bitter about it at all. It's fine.
But yeah, so that was fun. But I chipped my tooth. So that's the blooper that came out of it. I don't know. I can't remember how, which is what happens when I drink a tequila.
Did you chip your teeth? I can't really see it.
It's not noticeable.
No. I think
it's only fine. Noticeable for me because I can feel it with my tongue.
Stop doing that. It sounds weird.
Yeah. So if anyone can tell me how I chipped my tooth, who is listening right now, we would love to know.
We would. That would be interesting.
Because I woke up the next morning and I'm like, oh, is there something on my tooth? No, it's gone. It's not noticeable to the eye.
I don't think
like,
you fell over though.
I don't think I fell over. Maybe because I think there I feel would like, be more I damage kind of feel to like your someone face. Like elbowed me and then, but I was like, that's fine.
How weak are your teeth?
Well, I don't know. They could be very weak.
I feel like they're in your mouth and you should know.
Them.
Can you like eat
I can't
an apple
eat ice
and
cream?
Then... What?
That's sensitive though.
Yeah, that's not the
same. I can eat, yeah.
Apples?
Yeah.
Corn?
Yeah, I love corn.
Okay, I don't think someone bashed you unless they fell over and it was like with quite some force. Mm. Okay, stop touching.
Okay, all right.
Okay, anyway, so you did that, and then you also tripped over earlier in the previous week.
Mm. I was on a Lime scooter in the city. We're out on a night out. I was coming from the beat to Johnny Ringo's.
Oh,
so that
I don't really like Johnny Ringo's.
Yeah, well, I don't either. But
why were you going then?
To ride the bull.
That's my least favorite part about Johnny Ringo's. It's like I. Yeah. Well, anyway, go. Yeah.
Well, it started
there
when we got
there. Are you
sure
that's not how you chipped your tooth and you just noticed it this weekend?
Possibly. No. It was new like after this on the Sunday morning.
Did you ride a bull in Sydney?
Maybe. Because the one in Brisbane was broken. I'm like, I need to ride a bull soon.
Wait.
It was what?
Go.
Yeah, it was broken, the one in Brisbane that had Johnny Ringo's.
Really?
Or maybe they just didn't want us to ride it because they were like, you look wasted.
No, I think they want you to ride it when you look wasted.
Okay, well, it was broken.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, yep, you go.
And so we're just like, yeah, we've got to get out of this place. Johnny Ringo's is dangerous. So we were starting to walk back to the beat and then I saw a Lime scooter and I'm like, this looks fun.
You have Lime on your app.
I have
like the app on your
phone.
It
wasn't a Lime scooter, it was a Neuron scooter. So I downloaded the Neuron scooter, the orange ones. And then I'm like, this will be fun. And then I'm scooting around. And then I see this cute boy.
I thought you were going to say, and then I see this bump in the road. But yeah, a cute boy, yeah, I'm with you. You and cute boys.
I know, it's just my life. Mm. So...
Story
I'm like, hey, look at me.
So
I'm on
lucky,
this,
isn't he?
I'm on this scooter.
Like, fuck, I wish that was my life. Yep, go.
Check me out. This
and you
try
to do a wheelie.
And like, what? Yeah. No, I just went around in circles. And
around him in
I
came, circles?
Yeah. And then he's just like, meow. I'm like, meow. And then we're like cute together. And then I fell off.
Wait, was he on a Lime scooter?
No. He was just standing there.
So
and
he's
I was
just
going around.
Making noises.
He was making noises. He's cheering me on. I was like, aw, my heart.
Then I fell over
and I'm like, okay, go away.
Okay, so you've had a bit of a trip and fall.
Yeah. So
situation
I
twice
just,
now,
yeah.
Potentially.
Mm. So next time we go out, I hope it doesn't happen.
Oh, but the bad things do come in fours and sevens.
What?
Yeah, have you never watched Grey's Anatomy?
Nope. Here we go again.
Okay, I feel like I need to give you like a TV education.
TV-cation.
No, you should watch Grey's Anatomy. But bad things come in fours and sevens.
Okay.
So you've got another two trips. Or five. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll I think that. That's maths. Yeah.
Okay. Math. Go us.
So I cooked this week.
What'd you make?
Nothing.
Okay.
Wasn't it water? Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Hi guys, I'm Lauren. I can cook water.
I can also boil an egg. I was boiling eggs because I'm trying to like increase my protein. And for those of you who do not know, I'm a very good Uber Eatser. Mm-hmm. Like I'm an expert at ordering Uber Eats.
Okay, perfect.
But I filled up the what's that thing called?
The pot?
Yep, the pot.
Okay.
I filled up the pot and I put it on the stove and then I left the stove and forgot about the stove and then went back about an hour and a half later and remembered that I was boiling water so that I could cook some eggs.
Okay.
And the water was gone.
It was gone?
Yep.
Who took it?
Okay, this I do know because I did science. It evaporated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who needs your water?
The man next door. He just came in and started skipping it out.
I know the guy.
Anyway, so yeah. Yep. I boiled water.
You boiled
water? And then I boiled water to the point where there was no water left.
Okay, gotcha.
How
high was... Okay, yeah.
It's up to the top. Wait, do you mean how high was the water in the pot?
Yeah, how high was the water?
Quite high because I was boiling like 8 eggs so that I could just like get them over and done. Okay, cool. And then an hour and a half, water gone. It's like magic. But it's like a very magic. Slow magic trick.
Okay.
So I didn't get my eggs.
Did you try again?
No, I couldn't be bothered. Okay. Like, this is not meant to be.
Yeah.
I'll get protein some other way. But yeah. I hear that Coles is now releasing boiled eggs.
Pre-cooked.
Yeah. No, we're not a fan of that.
Boiled eggs, like hard boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, soft boiled eggs. Yes.
Do they do soft boiled eggs?
No. Oh God, yes. Hard boiled eggs.
Okay.
In a little like cup thing. I've seen them.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I've seen other people.
We should try them.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Eloise can get some for us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Try and find some of those. But yeah, so that's my blooper of the week.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'm just not going to try boiling water. I have to supervise and focus on the water boiling situation for future reference. And you need to stop being distracted by cute boys.
So many bad habits.
Okay, so we're introducing a new segment this week.
Yes.
What's it called?
Treat yourself. Or help yourself. Treat yourself / help yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. We're meant to get music for that.
So we're talking about what you did this week that you treated yourself to or help or it's like self-care, I guess. You went to Mardi Gras. You must have treated yourself.
I did
yourself.
That. Yeah.
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 How else did you treat yourself?
How else did I treat myself? I drank some water.
Yeah.
I usually drink water.
Why not?
Well, I do, but like I drank more water than what I do usually drink.
I feel like we both don't drink enough water.
I feel like that's the case.
Hang on.
I feel like everyone out there should drink eight. What do they say? 8 cups of 8 liters.
No, not 8 liters would kill you.
Okay. So eight
I
cups.
I believe. Don't quote me on that either.
8 cups. 8 times 2,500 is 2 liters. 2 liters. That's it. 2 liters of water a day.
Yeah. I caught what up was, in the bowl yeah. type. That was like, okay, my treat yeah. myself. Do you watch the bowl type?
No.
Far out. What do you watch?
Oh, the Disney Plus series I watch, like Encore and Day.
Is that what they call it? Like Disney
Encore and
High
School Musical, the musical, High School Musical series, musical thing. However they worded that.
Is that good?
The High School Musical series. Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love it?
Maybe. Yeah.
Enough to keep tuning in.
Yeah, enough to keep tuning
that's
in.
That's not a miniseries. That's like a full
series. That's like a full series, yeah.
Okay, but what else do you watch other than miniseries that I'm...
The Office?
Okay.
Do you watch The Office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
we are at that age where we know that we've got like bad habits and stuff that we feel like
we
should like shake off, but we understand that we've got bad habits.
And we accept those bad habits and we roll with those bad habits.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Name your top bad habit.
Going shopping while I'm hungry. Like I will go shopping and then like I have like everything in my list. And then I like, oh yeah, those 2 minute noodles would just sound good right now.
And are you trying to eat before you go shopping?
No, because that's the problem, because I don't have anything to eat. And then that's why I do go shopping.
Fair enough. So I can't really blame you for that. That's not on you. That's on
Woolworths.
The groceries. Yeah, that's their fault. Yeah. They should really screen that before they let you in the shop.
Yeah.
Or like have personal
shoppers.
How
hungry are you today?
Hmm.
Yes.
You were restricted to these two aisles.
These items. Yeah. Yes.
I am also a serial late getterer to places.
Okay.
I don't think that's a thing, but anyway, I just made that up. I'm tired.
You're unique.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that, Jonah. Like on the weekend, I went to a friend's house and the dinner party sort of like the barbecue thing sort of started at 6:30 and they live like 50 minutes away from me. And I left at 6:45 from my house.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, so sorry. I am going to be late. That I felt terrible, by the way.
Okay.
Absolutely terrible. But yeah, I was late today to recording by like 40 minutes as well. But like valid excuses why I'm late. So I apologize.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fair point.
Yeah, and I try not to make a bad habit of it, but it does seem to happen a little bit because I think I'm overbooking myself. I am a big book buyer.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a big reader. So I like when I go to Melbourne, they have a lot of really cool bookshops and I just feel obligated to like buy all of the books.
Well, that's fair. That's not a good thing.
Are you right there? What's happening?
What do you mean?
You're
what?
Just like shaking your shoulders.
My headphones are hurting my ears.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, I feel so much better.
That's good. You can relax.
Yes, just relax. Yeah, no. So, book buying. I love that.
Are you a big reader?
What is this? Yes. I mean, I can buy books. I've been buying lots of books lately too. More like non-fiction books though. Like textbooks. I don't know why.
Do you read them?
I do. They're quite interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah. You learn a lot.
I didn't read textbooks when I was at uni. I'm not going to start reading them now, I feel. But I like that you read them because then you can summarize for me.
Okay.
It can be like quizzing your knowledge and providing it with me. Yeah. I read romance.
Okay.
I like chick lit.
Yeah.
Very big chick lit fan.
Chick flick.
Chick lit.
Chick lit.
Yeah, like
lit.
Lit. Chick lit.
Lit.
Lit. Like literacy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you get it?
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I was like chick lit.
Chick lit. my favorite, well, it's not really my favorite. I shouldn't say that. But like one of my, what I would do, I'm curious to know, do you repeat bad dates,
or if you're like attracted to one particular?
Yeah, I know that there's a type of guy out there that's like, I'm very okay. I'm just gonna say it. I'm very attracted to cocky guys.
Okay.
But cocky can also be like very aggressive and like very
problematic.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like
chaotic.
Yeah,
very chaotic.
Well, you know, they like they become obnoxious after a while, a little bit. Yeah. So like that's a bad habit.
I think that's kind of cool though.
Thank
I
you.
Think that's hot. No, chaotic like, guy. No, I'm the same actually. Or like straight guys for me.
Okay,
that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, a little bit. I think maybe.
A little problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Just attracted to them more.
You're attracted to them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you're attracted to straight guys.
Yeah.
And then you find out that they're straight?
No.
Wait, hang on. You found out that they were straight first and then you became attracted to them?
Well, no.
Okay, well, explain to me how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the point. Yeah. But, like, I just, like, I know they're straight, but it's like, okay.
Oh, okay. So it's like a crush, though.
Yeah, it's like a crush.
I think it would be bad.
If you were, like, full on, like...
pursuing them.
Yeah.
You're not pursuing them.
No.
Okay. Then I think it's fine.
I'm just, if I'm just an option, if they want to.
You're readily available. That's nice. It's nice to see you there.
Looking out for everyone.
Yeah. You're just like, because everybody should, you know, they might want to experiment, you're there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think like mine is definitely like cocky guys. It can be really great really great until it's not really great.
Yeah, you know? It's gonna be, timing is, they need to know.
There's like that back and forth banter.
Yeah.
But I don't need cockiness like.
Sorry, my hands just felt really dead.
It's okay. I know what you're feeling.
Yeah.
I washed my hands before we started, so that's fine.
We're protecting ourselves against the coronavirus here. We are safe.
No COVID-19 at Life Bloopers.
It takes some 21 days to break a bad habit. Have you heard that?
So then how long does it take to make a good habit then? 21 days.
Mm.
Okay.
So you're like, it's like,
I thought it was 15.
For example, I drink a copious amounts of Diet Coke, which is a bad habit apparently.
Some might say, yes.
Thank you, Eloise. And thank you, Jonah, for protecting me from the bad habit, the shamers. Anyway, if I wanted to reverse said bad habit, I would swap out my Diet Coke for, let's say, water for 21 days. And then apparently my Diet Coke addiction would go away. However, I actually think that's false because I did do very bravely an entire year off of Diet Coke. And as soon as it hit midnight on the 1st of January, whatever year it was, I was like, oh my God, give me a can.
Cool. Well, yes, it's not true.
It's not true. So don't.
No, there was something that I read about that it said if you put a deadline on the habit, it makes you want it more. Because you know you're working just, it's like when people say,
but at the end of this, I can have.
Yeah, so you know that you, once you reach this point in time, you're back to it because you know you can go back to it. So like the thing with trying to not repeat your mistakes is to not have a deadline, is to just slowly over time increase either what you're doing. So I think someone said that they wanted to cut out sugar completely, but he just started by cutting like a particular type of sugar that he ate, and then he went completely like unrefined sugar to the point where like now he doesn't eat any sugar at all.
What a sad
one. Wow.
I
got yogurt the other day that was like no sugar, and I was like, I didn't know how bad it tastes.
I mean,
it tastes good for those.
But what do you guys think? How do you stop making those mistakes that you're fully aware of that you know you're making? Okay,
well, for me, I will eat before I go grocery shopping.
No, I think it's in general.
I'm making notes.
This
is a good session, Eloise.
For free as well.
With Eloise. I think it's about being self-aware. And I think, I think not everybody is perfect, and you don't have to, I don't think you have to change all of your bad habits, especially if you feel like it's not a bad habit, but other people around you are saying that it's a bad habit. You know what I mean? So, I actually don't think it's bad that you graze while you shop.
For boys or groceries?
Both.
Okay. Both. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Both.
Okay.
I don't think... Okay, yes, Diet Coke is bad for you, but I don't think that, I don't foresee anything wrong with it at the moment.
Okay,
and it frustrates me when people judge me about it.
Definitely.
I don't drink coffee. So when people are like, oh, you're having Diet Coke? And I'm like, did you have a coffee this morning? And they're like, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well you don't see me judging.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think the moral is if you don't like your bad habit, definitely be self-aware of that. And put into place steps to prevent that bad habit from happening. So Jonah is going to try to eat before he goes grocery shopping.
Yes.
Maybe don't leave grocery shopping till the last minute either.
Yeah.
That could be a good.
Okay. Maybe I should just get my groceries delivered.
Oh. See? That is an even better idea. We're brainstorming.
Yeah.
And now we've got the best idea out there. Yeah. So don't go grocery shopping. Okay. Who needs that anyway?
Okay, I'll get my groceries delivered this week then.
I'm excited to hear how that goes.
Okay. Yeah.
You do you, you know?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
it
does.
That's the essence, you know?
The essence,
you do
the core
you.
Of it all.
And if you think it's a bad habit, then put steps into place to prevent that bad habit from happening. But also, if you slip up and the bad habit happens again, don't be so hard on yourself.
This or That is back this week.
With a twist.
What was that look for? Oh my gosh.
She paused for dramatic effect.
Okay, she twisted her eyes at me.
I tried to be, you know, quirky.
Yeah, cute. We are going to pull out two options and determine which one we do more.
From a magic rainbow
cup. Okay, yes it is.
Sorry, my caffeine here just kicked in. Sorry, go.
Okay, I'll pick one out first.
Okay. You go.
I'll take the...
You
okay.
So pick two out, Jenna.
Oh, okay. I'll pick two out. So, okay.
Producer Louise has to explain what's happening.
It's very thick paper.
No, I just put a lot of options in there today.
Okay. So I read it out?
Yep, read them both out.
Sending spending too much time on social media.
Yep.
Procrastinating everything. I think there's a T missing in there somewhere.
Spelling is not like, my strong suit.
I'm just like, is this Latin?
Louise did want to learn a new language, so that
I'm trying.
It's called. She's trying. It's her own language. Leave her alone.
All right. Procrastinate everything. Spending too much time on social media.
No. I think. Okay. So, which one do you do more?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. That's how we do which this? Do you do more?
Procrastinating everything.
I feel like spending really too much time on social media. I do both, but like, yeah, especially social media.
Okay. So you have an iPhone, right?
If I grabbed out my phone right now, yeah,
it tells you. How
I can
much.
Tell you how much time today. I spent 29 minutes on Instagram, 18 minutes on Facebook, 1 minute on Snapchat, and 55 seconds on Grindr.
55 seconds?
Yeah. Go me.
That's efficient.
Over the whole week, though, I spent, on average, 6 hours and 46 minutes on my phone.
Wait, was that just today? Show me.
Social networks in, like, dark blue. 16 hours on social network.
This week alone.
Across the whole week.
Wow. And we're only at Wednesday.
Well, I think, is it a period of 7 days?
No, it's only at Wednesday.
It's only on a Wednesday.
It's like, no, because I can only see the todays. Wow, Jenna, that's a lot of time on social media. I've spent zero time on social media this week. No. Oh, wait, mine is today. Hang on. Mine is today. So 4 hours and 36 minutes.
In total?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It shows how many notifications you get too. Wow. I'm not going to read that one.
Wow. On Grindr.
Yep.
I'm going to read it.
Quite a bit. Oh.
312 notifications on Grindr.
That's not my fault.
That's 59 seconds on Grindr and you got 312 notifications. Yeah, well, if you guys need tips on Grindr, send them to Jonah because he can help. I'm sure. With 312 notifications in 59 seconds. Holy shit. Oh, no, here it says 5 hours.
I think it was
5 hours,
yeah. Well, sorry. That's because it's Mardi Gras weekend, so we can all...
Fair enough. Okay, this is true. I don't want to... Yeah, no. And I'm not shaming. I think that's good.
Yeah,
on
cool.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes.
Oh, I
Your
guess.
Turn. Yeah, we're playing a game here.
Statistics just got so... Oh, yeah, that's a bad one. Hang on. I'm trying to give the ones at the bottom some love. Oh, not this one. Oh, actually, I'm not too bad at this. I say really cautiously just in case I've borrowed something from one of you in the room. So I got not returning items you borrow.
Okay.
I don't feel like I've borrowed anything from either of you. Okay, cool. And overthinking situations. Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. I am constantly overthinking situations. Like when drunk texting me all weekend at Mardi Gras, and I was like, I think Jonah doesn't like me anymore.
What?
And then everything you message, and then you're like, five. I was like, because I was with Eloise at the time, and I was like, I think he's drunk. And I'll look, and then like, no joke, 5 seconds later, I am drunk, by the way.
I am so sorry. I am intoxicated.
Yeah, definitely. I overthink everything. Like hugely, 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 hugely overthink everything. I was telling people that I report to at work that I like when they send me a message being like, hey, Lauren, we need to chat. I'm like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's
I'm
the
like,
worst.
What does that mean? Am I being fired? Panic. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like they literally just want to chat.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
From now on. But we never know. And the future could be different. So, I don't want to think about it anymore.
You borrowed something from them and like, hey, we need to chat.
That's true. That's true. I do apologize for anyone out there who I've borrowed something from and haven't returned it. You can just message me and I'll return ASAP.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. That's a wrap from us, guys.
Have a wonderful week.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at life.bloopers.
Be kind to one another and
keep it real.
Sometimes it takes someone else's bloopers to make you feel a little less like your life is totally out of control.
Thanks for listening to our life bloopers. Don't forget to subscribe or follow us on whatever platform our voices are hitting your eardrums on.
And follow us at life bloopers on Instagram for that little extra content
that we probably forgot to cover in the podcast.